Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, hi, everybody. We welcome you back to Close Up Talk Radio. Nice to have you with us today, indeed. I'm kind of excited because we're going to talk to a psychic medium today. I love talking to folks like this who have these unique abilities because I think they can do so much to help people, people who need their kind of help, people who need help healing from many different things, whether it's emotional, you know, mental, or whether it's actually physical. Anyway, our guest's name is Kimberly Wagenmakers. She is a psychic medium, an empath, and a healer, and she helps rescue, restore, and balance energy for harmony. She is she's quite well known. She's based in California in the let's put it Southern California. Let's put it that way. And as she puts it, she knew from a very young age that she was different. And before I tell you all of that, I'm going to get Kimberly to explain that how she knew she had these abilities. But anyway, today she communicates with spirits in transition after their passing. She is certified through renowned psychic Lisa Williams mediumship. Mentorship certification program, and through her ability, she has helped many, many people recover from their loss and their brokenheartedness. She says she is most grateful for the trust that her clients place in her. She has a really good website. I'll give you that website as we go along. So for those of you who have always wondered what it would be like to talk to a medium, and you wonder about how they got those abilities, you know, it's kind of natural for the most part. Those I've talked to kind of just knew it from some point in their life that they were a little bit different or they had these abilities and then began to use them. So we're going to find out. We have a great one with us now, Kimberly. She goes by Kim Wagenmakers. Kim, it's nice to have you with us today. I know you're out in California where it's a beautiful day. Anyway, welcome. How are you? Nice to have you here.
I'm wonderful, and I just want to start with saying thank you so much for this opportunity, because for me, just helping and getting myself out there to help others is my whole purpose. Once I awoke to what I am supposed to be doing and meant to do, there's just nothing better. It feels really great, and I'm grateful that you are interviewing me today, and anything and everything I can do to help others understand my gift, and even myself, I'm still amazed every single day. I mean, you finish with a client and you're like, how did that happen? Well, it's just, you know, it's just beautiful. And so that's what I live for and love. And I would say
I said I think that's amazing. I would like you to tell me a little bit about your story. Most of our listeners obviously have very little knowledge of you for the most part. Although we have some on the line who want to talk to you, and you know they're from various parts of the country, even out of the country. And for that young lady who's holding on who lives in Vancouver, we'll get to you in a little while, my dear. Okay.
Tell me
your story. How did you come to know you had these abilities, and was your life like before you started doing this?
Okay. So I never fabricate. I had a rather rough childhood, but as I went through it, there were so many instances that I just went, huh? How did I do that? Where does that come from? I remember looking at my hands at an age of 5 and going, what are you? Like, I was just amazed, still trying to figure things out. And through my life, I always would, you know, somebody would pass and I would suddenly, a dragonfly would come in my backyard and land on me. And I'm like, oh, that's Millie. I would just know. And I would call her husband and say, I know this is going to sound crazy and please forgive me, but your wife just visited me. And so I just wanted to tell you. And So I kind of hid it most of my life because when I would pop out, a lot of people that don't understand it, mostly probably based because of Hollywood movies, they think it's, you know, evil, and it's not. Everything is so, so beautiful. Like, even the people that have passed through suicide, I can't tell you how many of those I get. And I think because I had a rough upbringing, Spirit chose me, and they know empathically that I can just, I don't know, touch. When the client comes to me on Zoom and I first see them and I know nothing about them, I see their energy and I look at them and I know, oh boy. And I just go straight into who, whatever spirit is the superstar. And sometimes I get more than one. Sometimes I get the animals as well. I have no control over it. It's spirit. And, but what I do know is that I don't stop, even though they may have paid for an hour session. I don't stop until I see the energy shift. And I always know, and I look at my client and I'll say, you know, honey, I think we're done. I think we're good. And do you have more questions? Because I really think you're going to be okay. And I kind of organically as well didn't know what I was doing, but not only do I connect them to their loved ones, and I never know who it's going to be because I strictly tell people I don't want to know anything. So the first time I got a bird, I thought, what the fuck? I'm talking to a bird? And I just kept looking at the computer at my client going, are you sure you're not playing bird music? And, you know, so, but when I'm done, it's like there's, you know, I get texts and emails from them saying, thank you, you're my angel. I felt like I was having a conversation with my mom. I have peace now. Lynn came home with me. I had a lady show up to deliver food, and I saw a pink aura all over her, and I thought, oh, dear. And I told her, I said, honey, I'm seeing baby pink all over you. And next thing I know, she's crying. And I said, come on in. Just come in. And I said, a lot of people I don't charge. I just want to help because I really just love doing this. I mean, I feel like you're not only helping her, but when I was done with this lady delivering food and I brought through her sister and her mother who has dementia but is still here, I was able to put the whole family together and then what I call Akashic Records start the healing because there was two families divided over grief because people all grieve differently. And what I try to get across is don't judge, you know, how maybe the husband handled losing his wife because everybody grieves differently and you just have to let them and support and love and let the family stay together, not apart. And so there's a lot of, you know, healing I do after I've validated everything. And that's, you know, truly what drives me to do what I'm doing. I mean, it's like there's,
Let me ask you a question. First off, you said you knew at an early age you had these abilities. I'm just wondering, at what point did you know you could do something? I guess you weren't quite sure what it was. But
so
how
I'll
old
tell
were
you a
you?
Funny story. I was in my 20s about 25 years ago, and I was taking a real estate license. And the professor happened to pass away 2 weeks before my exam. And I remember just devastated. He was such a loving, I loved him. But in the exam, because I'm just not very book smart. I didn't go to college. I don't have all those fancy reading, writing. So in the test, I just was like, I'm failing. But the whole time I heard his voice. And it was like when I found out 2 months or 2 weeks later that I passed, I was like, wow, he took my fucking test. And so I've kind of always known, but it was what broke me wide open to actually stop letting my Christian friends push me in a corner and tell me I was evil and I would go to bed crying. What broke me open was when I lost my boy, May 19th, 2019. And I call him my boy because he was everything. He was my father. He was my all my family. He was my best friend, husband, anything you could need and want. And he was my whole family. At the time, you know, my mother and I were still having our differences. And so when I lost him, I was really in a bad place, really bad place. And it was really ironic because Spirit is so patient and kind, and they just wait and they know. And so one day I got an email, and it was out of the blue, and it said Lisa Williams. And I'm like, well, my boy's name was William, and my stage job name was Lisa. So I thought, well, this is okay, fate. Let's go. And next thing I know, I'm in her class, which I only went to get a reading because I thought, I need help. Why isn't my boy talking to me? Like all my family, all my friends, anyone that's passed talks to me, even my neighbors. So I was devastated. And next thing I know, she has me in class doing things that I wouldn't have known I could do if it weren't for her. I mean, I remember one day in class, she said, you guys have 3 minutes. I'm going to put a name up, and you have to read the name. And I did. I said, an accountant, your best friend, and she was your assistant. And then she unmuted me, and she said, okay, Kimberly, go ahead. You're right. So in the course, I wasn't trying to do this. I was where I belonged, and it just naturally happened organically, and I just kept going and going. And because it was like, it's kind of like Whitney Houston had a voice, but she needed the coach to teach her how to protect it, how to ground it, how to use it, how to do more than you could even imagine. And so Lisa opened my mind to things that I'm like, wow. And now, I learned a tremendous amount. And forever thankful. She's an amazing woman. And but that's where I broke open, and then I decided this is what I need to do for my survival. I need to quit everything else. No matter what I'm being offered financially, I need to do this. And people laughed at me because I had offers, you know, of good jobs. And I said, no, I need to be a medium. I need to help others. This is what I want to do. This is what I love. And it's still a transition, and it's still, you know, in the process. But I'm growing, and I'm getting better with all my boundaries, because people will call you at all hours. And that's why I say rescue, because I used to call myself the fireman. Because it's like the bell goes off. Somebody's delivering food, or your electrical switch goes out, and he shows up and he's crying because his mom died. And you're like, fucking Spirit, do I get a break?
you know, this is, we are on the internet. Yeah, I would watch your language a little bit here.
I'm sorry. I know.
You're carried away here. But what brings most people to you? What are they? Is it they're trying to communicate with someone who's passed over, or are there other things that you help them with? Tell me.
Well, I would say that 70% come because they have a loss of a loved one. You know, their son, their daughter, their mother, their grandma, their aunt. I've had animals as well, and I don't know until it happens. Like I said, the bird. And it was just so dead on. I mean, this lady's in Australia, and I'm telling her, you know, that your bird's telling me 11. And then I'm telling her, she's crying. And I said, your bird is saying, I love you, Mom. I love you, Mom. And it's like, you know, how would I know that? Like, that's the bird, you know. So they come to me for all of that. But a lot come as well for psychic, which I like it. But the fact that everybody has free will that can alter it is not my favorite, but I do get a lot of people that use me as an advisor, and I'll give them psychically what I feel and get. And I want to say no, because I've always said to my friends, when I knows, I know. And when I knows, I knows, I know. And,
okay.
You know, kind of a goofball, but.
Yeah. Well, listen, you know, we talked before. There are a couple of people who've called in that want to talk to you. You said you'd be willing to take a call just mm-hmm. and you don't like to know anything about anybody that you do a reading for or that comes to you for help.
They book everything, it's you know, they book through my website, they're told to have a private room, they're told to not tell me anything, to let me just go ahead. But I've never done it like this without seeing them eye to eye, so I might be a little nervous.
Don't be nervous. There's no reason. What about during COVID? Haven't you been doing everything virtually? I guess you've been using
Zoom. Yeah, that's what is so wonderful is, so I do Zoom. I have everybody download Zoom, and so they see me the whole time, and I see them.
Okay.
It makes it, if they're wearing glasses, I tell them, can you please take off your glasses? I don't know. It's just the way and eventually I want to go homes and door-to-door and platform, you know, do our large audiences. But I still get, you know, every single time, I won't lie to you, every single time I start, I think, Spirit, you're not going to embarrass me today, are you? And they never have. They've always done what was exactly needed for the sitter. Not me.
All right, well, listen, let's try something. This is an experiment.
Okay.
As you said, you've never done one just listening to somebody before.
We're
going to bring on a lady named Charlene. She's in Vancouver. It's in Canada. Charlene, you're on the phone now with Kim. If you'd like to talk to her, go ahead and ask her a question. What would you like to ask her?
Charlene, before you speak, can I just hear you say your full name for me?
I am Charlene. It's really Linda Charlene Simpkin, but I'm from Vancouver. Well, I live in Abbotsford, which is close to Vancouver.
Okay.
It's about half an hour drive into Vancouver from where I live, so it's just part of the metro area.
Okay, I'm feeling. So I'm
why
nervous.
Why don't you tell her,
Kim?
Let me, Charlene, speak up a little bit. You're awfully quiet.
Okay.
Tell her why
Sorry, why you
called. What is it you want to know, or what sparked your interest in calling, Kim?
I'll turn up the volume on my phone a bit. Hang on.
Okay, that's all right.
I'm using a voice system, so it's a little bit different, and my throat's a little hoarse. I'm calling because my I would love a mediumship if it's possible. That would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And probably
is this
regarding
the husband?
My uncle. Yeah, go ahead.
Is this a husband? Because I'm feeling a male presence.
Well, I was wanting to ask about my uncle, but the man that I was involved with, he passed away in November, so I guess it's possible that he could be coming through.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm getting male and loving, so that's why I'm saying husband, because this was somebody you had a relationship with. And again, I have no control who comes through. I'm just going to try to tune in a little bit to him.
Thank you.
I do hear him saying, I'm sorry. For whatever reason, things weren't smooth before his passing. I'm hearing, and I feel like he's saying he just could have done better and he should have done better, but he's sorry and he loves you. You were more to him than you realize. And he's telling me the color burgundy. I'm not sure how that, what that means.
Nothing that I can think of. If it is Brian, it was he definitely owes an apology. There was a peace bond between us because he was a very dangerous person in the end to me. Very dangerous.
Say that again. I'm sorry. So I was right.
In the end,
the
man that I was involved with.
Yeah.
There was a peace bond against him. He had assaulted me and hurt me very, very, very badly. And there was no contact. He wanted contact. He tried multiple times, and
that's why he's coming through today. Because, you know, as he's telling me, I'm very, very sorry. I wasn't a nice person, but now, so I don't know how this happens. But when they transition, it's like I don't know, they work things out, and he's saying, you know, he's sorry. He wishes he could have been better and more of what you deserved.
Okay. Thank you.
Does that mean anything to you, Charlene?
Yeah, it does. It does. It was a pretty traumatizing relationship, and I was very stubborn in being involved in it. It wasn't healthy for me at all, and I loved him so much, and he definitely hurt me a lot.
You know, he, like I said, he's the one who pushed his way through, and he's very apologetic because he, like I said, he wasn't, it's hard for me to say these kind of things, but he, you know, he wasn't a very nice person to you, and he didn't know better. I will say that sometimes people just, they are, and then they didn't get a chance to know better. But where he is now, he knows better, and, you know, his biggest thing is he wants you to know that he really loved you just as much as you loved him.
Right.
And he wishes he could have been nicer and what you needed and deserved. But you do now have him as your guardian. Like, he's going to stay with you. Trust me when I say that if you believe and know what I'm saying, that the body left, but the spirit is here, and he's staying around you because he knows all the pain you're going through right now, and he's staying and he's taking care of you, and he's not going to leave you unless you tell him to. And it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing, because you can talk to him, you can ask him for signs, and you'll get them. You'll get them. There's so many signs. You know, it could be a feather, a bird. I like synchronicities, numbers. When I get a lot of repetitive numbers, I know what they mean. So if you get repetitive numbers, Google 111 angel number, and
right,
you'll understand it, or 333. But he is there 100%. Like, if you want me to try and go in with your uncle, but you're...
I would love that. Yes, please. Thank you.
I'll tell you what, Kim, let's take a break from Charlene.
Sure.
You've helped her a lot, I think. It's been very interesting for her to hear this. You know, let's take a minute or two and see somebody else. There's one more call, and we'll just take a guess here. Hi, are you waiting to talk to Kim? Hello, hello?
I'm here. I don't hear anybody.
Yeah, I know I don't hear anybody either, Kim. Is anybody there on the
Wendy.
Line?
You might have lost them. I think you said Wendy, but I didn't hear her.
No, I didn't say a name because I don't know her name. Right. Anyway, is anybody there? Hey, speak up if you're on the line. Hello, hello. No, she's not there. Okay, well, that's all right.
Lost
don't worry
her.
About that.
That's okay.
You know?
Yeah. What's meant to be will be.
So that's the first time you've done that, just by listening. It's interesting you got that kind of, you know, in this the feeling and the spirits that you got.
Yeah.
People come to you for healing, you know, for physical things.
So,
you do group readings, don't you? What do they like?
I mean, my phone is beeping in, so ignore it.
Ignore. I don't hear it, so it's okay.
You know,
ignore.
I guess I could give you another example. So, you know, we had a class one day, and Lisa said, you got to read these five people, and you got 3 minutes only. And literally I said, okay. And I just went down the line, and I saw their faces looking at each other like, how the hell did she just do that? And I, at the end, thought, what's happening here? But I've gotten, you know, I've got to get out of my comfort zone because of COVID, I got very comfortable doing all through Zoom. So sitting there, seeing them on the computer and looking in their eyes, and them also, I think it's kind of cool because some clients have taken pictures of me because I kind of, I don't know, I go into this weird like trance. But when I do healing, it's more of a distance, I call it. It's me just sending the energy straight to that animal or that human. It's not my favorite, I won't lie, because it's a lot more work and it's just not as fun. Like when I do the mediumship, I love it because sometimes we call it platform because sometimes more than one spirit comes through. So in that last lady's call, as I always say, I can't control who comes through, but her ex-husband wanted to come through, and we know why, because he really had, you know, they couldn't make amends while alive. So he's saying, can we do it now? Because I really loved you, and I'm really sorry, and I need you to forgive me. And so he pushed his way through.
You communicate with animals as well. You keep mentioning that.
Yes.
You do.
Oh, yes. I noticed that. I mean, gosh, all my neighbors everywhere I've ever lived called me Cinderella. Like, when I first move in, they hate me because they're like, oh, my God, she's got skunks and raccoons and possums and rats and you name it. And then after I'm living there, they love me and they're like, call me Cinderella because they hear me talking to all the animals and – you know, the dragonflies, I have, I don't know, they just like to land on me. Butterflies.
Do you communicate with people's pets who've passed away? You do,
yes.
Like dogs and cats and things like that?
Dogs, cats, yes. In fact, and even my own, it's just, I mean, I remember when I lost, it was devastating, Nicholas. Yeah, that was in 2000. And basically, he had a heart attack. I took him to the emergency. They said, go home. You need to rest to bring him home. I got home. I got in bed, and I said, I love you so much, but if you're going to suffer, I want you to go. The phone within 1 second rang, and it was the doctor, and she said, I don't understand. I don't know what happened. We tried. He was up eating, happy, good, and he just fell over, and we couldn't revive him. We wanted to for you, but – and I said – and I remember regretting because I remember thinking, why did I do that? And another interesting story was William, when he was sick, I told him – and this is very harsh, but it's reality. I'm a real person, and – I remember him laying on the floor and my best friend walked out and I looked at him and I said, I can't stay here without you. So if you leave, I'm leaving. He got up and he looked like a 2-year-old. My best friend walked in. She said, what's going on? What just happened? I said, I told him I can't be here without him. And he stayed until I was ready. And he looked perfect, beautiful, to the point that vet said, you don't even have to do it. And I said, no, he wants to go. I have to do what he wants. I'm ready. And so, yeah, that's kind of always been a simple thing. And even with humans, like, you know, we're not supposed to heal without permission. We're not supposed to, you know, I don't understand it. It's just what I was taught. But I know most of my life, I can pick up on, you know, illnesses, and I just would sometimes do it without telling the human. I would just, it's like, you know it's happening, so I just go in and do it. Some I tell, some I don't. But I would just do it because, yes.
Let me point out something. We're rapidly running out of time. You're coming back again next week, same time.
Yes.
Next Monday, May the 9th, you'll be here again at 3 p.m. Eastern time to do another broadcast, and maybe at that time, you know, you can talk to some other folks.
We're going to do that. Yeah.
Sure. It's a possibility. Anyway, I want everybody to know your website. You have a great website, and it's KimberlyWagonMakers.com. Kimberly, obviously, KIMBERLY, and Wagon Makers is WAGENMAKERS, just like it sounds. Just like it sounds. KimberlyWagonMakers.com. If you go there, you'll learn about Kimberly. You'll see how to get in touch with her. You'll learn a lot about what she does and why she does it, obviously, because she thinks she can help people, and obviously you do. Kimberly, it's been great having you as a guest. We look forward to you being back here next week, same time.
Thank you so much.
Okay?
Thank you. You are a wonderful host, and thank you.
Well,
I appreciate everything.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it. And that'll do it for today, folks. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you next week.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.